So, have you had enough of Toronto yet? We're ready to move beyond the city, I think. Our next speaker is Sylvia Green. Sylvia is an urban planning and engineering graduate, a true plangineer, born and raised in Toronto. She has biked in four continents, and through her travels fell in love with the pace, freedom, the feeling of intimacy with her surroundings when riding a bike. 3 years ago, Sylvia started Your City in Motion, which has been a platform for projects to integrate cycling into the city space, and her master's thesis focused on bicycle network planning in Toronto. Let's all welcome Sylvia.
Hi, thank you for having me, Matt Mitchell, and for all of you for coming. So I started biking, I'm from Toronto, and I started biking on my commute to work as a teenager. I worked up at Keele and Eglinton, and I biked every day along the bike lane on Rogers Road. And if you guys know it, at that time, it was lined with potholes, there was parked cars on the right, and fast-moving traffic on the left. So it was pretty scary, and it was probably that inspired me to go into civil engineering to try to find solutions to these kinds of problems. So once I was in civil engineering, it was really interesting, but we didn't really have these kinds of discussions about urban sustainability and about human factors in design. So to escape the quantitative mindset, which was like 70 hours a week, and also just to have an adventure in my early 20s, I started bicycle touring. So I started off with a bike ride down the west coast of Canada in the States with my friend Lindsay. We had no idea what we were doing. We just kind of up and went and made it happen. And from that point, I was totally hooked. Yeah, it was amazing. And whenever I had the chance from that point, I would take a bike tour. So if I had a day, a week, a few weeks, I would just go somewhere, anywhere. And along the way, like so many of you have experienced, I met a lot of really cool people, and I saw a lot of really interesting infrastructure that I wouldn't have known about otherwise. In my undergrad, I was also super lucky to have the opportunity to study in Copenhagen for an exchange semester. So there, I saw just the possibilities that exist in terms of integrating cyclists into the city space. In Copenhagen, it's totally normal for you to go out with your friends for a coffee, a beer, go to a party, go to the store, buy a bike. And it was completely integrated into the city narrative. And I also was doing coursework there, and I realized that the mentality is sort of similar there as it is here with engineering and planning. It's not like they're super progressive there. They just have this idea that cyclists belong in the city space. So when I got back to Waterloo, like a city where only 1% of the people commute by bike, I decided with a few friends, including Bronwyn, who's in the audience, to start a small project called Cyclists of Your City. At that time, it was called Cyclists of KW. So we made a sign that said, I am the city, and tried to start a narrative, inclusive narrative, to bring cyclists into that space. So I went out and talked to cyclists and gave them the sign and posted their stories to social media. We met people of different ages, different backgrounds, just different walks of life, all different walks of life. So this woman said, I bike because it's faster than walking and transit and more fun than driving. Cyclists need to feel like we belong and deserve the space we have. The attitude of many people is that we don't belong on the roads, we can't bike on the sidewalks, and pedestrians don't like it when we bike on the trails. It's improving and new infrastructure is helping. And then I met an older woman by the library, and she was saying, I have bad knee joints, and cycling helps them. I'd also rather exercise outside than in a gym, and I like the freedom, in a nutshell. For improvements, I'd like to see signs which give people directions about how to find the next trail at the end of each trail in Kitchener. but I just love biking. So a lot of diversity there. When I was finished my undergrad, I was really lucky to have the opportunity to study my master's in Europe and in Norway. And when I was biking along the fjord, I met this amazing couple who said that cycling is a very nice way of moving. It's silent, you meet people, and you can stop forever. It doesn't feel as serious as when you use a car, and you get to use all of your senses. You really get in contact with the elements. I took a trip to India with my class, and there they have very interesting, innovative ways of using the bicycle and cargo bikes. I went down to COP21, which was the climate summit. And when I was walking through a park, I met this girl who sort of explained a similar mentality I felt to here. She said, I like cycling better than other ways to get around, like taking the metro, because it's fast. I also use my bike to deliver things for work. I've been cycling for around 5 years now, and I've only gotten one accident. I would like to see more bicycle paths and for bicycles to have a higher priority on the road. I was also super lucky to meet the mayor of the Environmental and Technical Affairs in Copenhagen, and he said, I use my bike because it's the fastest and easiest way to get around town. It's actually as simple as that. I'm as lazy as any other person in the world. Without the bicycle, Copenhagen wouldn't be the city we are. He was really cool. And then back in Toronto, just traveling in a ravine, and I met, you might know her, she's a big bicycle activist, I think, here in Toronto. And she said, Sadie's been biking with me in my bike trailer since 2015. I adopted her from the Humane Society. We've been through a couple of trailers, and she seems pretty happy. She has separation anxiety, so I can't leave her anywhere, so I just take her along with me. I think the city could do a lot. I would love to see protected bike lanes. I think they should pilot protected intersections. And I think they should do a better job of collecting data and sharing it with the people who bike in the city. So I came up with a couple of learnings that I got from talking to lots of cyclists all over the world. And the first thing is that we have diverse needs. We're people of diverse identities, backgrounds, and abilities. Some people bike because it's the fastest way to get around. Other people bike because they find it difficult to walk, and it's actually helpful for them because they don't have that physical ability to walk as easily. So the other thing is that we have a lot of shared needs in the community. So we're not, as Matt said, we're not pedestrian, we're not a car, we're something else, and we really have to consider that seriously when we're planning our infrastructure in our cities. The third thing is that we can, I think, build this movement and make it stronger by really listening to each other and figuring out how we can fit our diverse needs into the city. By talking to each other and having events like this, I think it really helps build that narrative that we need to build. And then the fourth thing is that signs are really hard to carry. I ditched the sign after a week. And then the fifth thing is that bikes rock. So thank you for listening. And if you want to get involved, please send me an email, sylv.gren@gmail.com. And you can also find us online at facebook.com/cyclistsofyourcity or facebook.com/yourcityinmotion. Do I have time for questions?
Yes.
Cool.
Any questions for Sylvia?
Can you talk a little bit about the cyclists you saw on your trip to India? It fascinates me to see people from other cultures come here and give up on cycling.
Yeah.
It's a normal way of life in so many places.
Yeah. I mean, it was totally different there because I think here, well, there it was just, they hadn't gone through the whole car phase in some of the areas where I was. So for them it was a necessity in some cases to use their bicycle as a way to travel because they actually couldn't afford a car. And they also just had really innovative ways of using their bike to transport goods and goods for like street food, for example, or for delivering newspapers or selling flowers to tourists. A different mindset, I think, around the bike. And some of them may have actually would have been willing to give up the bike if they'd had the opportunity. So maybe less of like this passion, like, yeah, I'm using a bike. It's like, yeah, I have this bike and it helps me do my work. Cool. Yeah?
Did you bike in Cuba? It looked like one of your
pictures. Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome. If you're ever looking for a good place to go, biking Cuba is amazing. And I'd love to chat about it later if anyone wants to approach me. I'm sitting right there. Yeah, I have a book, Cycling Cuba, so I'm happy to lend it out. Yeah, I started bringing my own bicycle, and when I was in Cuba, I met this amazing guy named Jorge, and I named my bike Jorge, and then I had this really, like, strong attachment to my bike, and then, like, a year ago or 2 years ago, it got stolen, so I haven't been able to, like, commit to another bike since. So I'm still like, now I've just been actually touring with beater bikes. Like Roman and I we biked to Detroit, and I had like this $60 bike from a random work like shop. Yeah. So
I'll quickly plug an event that Sylvia is working on too before she sits down. She's doing an event called the Golden Gears.
Yeah.
Which is
me and Army. Who's there? Yeah.
You speak about it, because I think you can do a better job.
Okay. On April 22nd, we're having an event called Golden Gears to talk about transportation equity in Toronto. Transportation equity is how different identities and experiences affect our transportation around the city and how we can integrate that into city planning. We're going to have this film event where we're showing some very awesome films like Ovarian Psychos. I don't know if you guys have heard it. It's a very interesting film, and some films about bike equity in the United States and abroad. And then we'll have a panel discussion and a design activity, which I think is being facilitated by TCAT. Yes?
We're discussing
it with TCAT, yeah. So we'd love to have you out there.
Site and date?
We will be putting it in the Bike Minds newsletter.
All right.
You're on our mailing list. You will hear about it.
Yes. Cool. It's at the JCC, though, on April 22nd. Yes.
Okay, thanks, Sylvia.
Thank you.